Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, looking at the second half of Mishnah Gimel. And even though our chapter has been focused on an animal giving birth and what happens, what's the status of the fetus in the meantime, etc., this is a bit of a tangent, which is about a human birth. Ha'isha shemeit v'lada b'toch me'eha. If a woman has the fetus die in utero, u'pashta chaya et yada v'nagabo, or the midwife or anybody else put her hand in and touched it, ha'chayat me'ah tumat shiva. Unlike what we had in the previous Mishnah, here with the human, there is immediately tumat shiva for touching a dead body. But the mother is not Tumeah until the baby is expelled. And we're going to focus our entire discussion on what Rabbah refers to as Tum'ah Blu'ah and Tahara Blu'ah. Blu'ah means swallowed up. And then we'll see it. Amar Rabbah, Kishem Shetum'ah Blu'ah Eina Metamah, just like Tum'ah that is within a person is not Metame outside, Kach tahara blua ena mitama. We'll see it's more than just outside, but in the meantime we'll read it that way. Kach tahara blua ena mitama. Mitama meaning that if there is something tahor that's swallowed inside, it does not get infected by tuma. And for right now we'll read that as tuma that's in the outside environment. So Rabbah starts with a premise. Everybody seems to understand tuma blua ena mitama, and then he says, turn that inside out, tahara blua ena mitama. Now, Tuma Blua Minalan, what's the source for that? Dichtiv, interesting source. The Torah says that if you eat a nevela, you have to go to the mikveh in your tahor at night. That could even be a case where you ate just before sunset. Immediately went to the mikveh, and then a couple minutes later, the sun sets, and you're tahor. Which means that even though there's a piece of nevela sitting inside of your stomach, which is not yet digested, because it's in there, it's not metame you. And when you go into the mikveh, you're tahor, and it does not affect you. And so now we come to an interesting machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada about what makes a nevela so disgusting or so eaten away that it's no longer asur. Rabbi Yochanan says, for any sort of tumah, it has to be unfit for a dog. Bar Pada says, for tumah chamura, which means to be metame a person, then it has to be only unfit for a ger. Where did ger come from? Because the Torah says in Dvarim Yudalid, that you do not eat a nevela, la ger asher b'shirachat inan abachala. Give it to the ger. So the ger was not Jewish. He's a ger means a resident alien, a ger toshav. You give him the nevela. So now, tumacha mural. So now, hanechal Rabbi Yochanan damar chadzu vachadzu ala kelev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it has to be so disgusting that even a dog wouldn't eat it for it not to be nevela anymore. In that case, this thing that you just ate, it's still edible by a dog, and we're still saying, the Torah is still saying that it's not metame. That's a good point. El the Bar Pada damar tuma chamura leger v'tuma kala al the kelev b'shum de lochazi legeru. But according to Bar Pada, the tuma, the nevela, is not metameyu, not because it's inside your stomach, but because at this point it's no longer edible to another person. No person's going to eat something that another person ingested and then threw up. So the answer is nehi de lochazi v'fanav shalom v'fanav michzachazile. Yeah, if you were to see somebody else eat something and then throw it up, you wouldn't want to eat it. But if you saw a piece of meat that was put out there, and you had no idea that somebody had put it in their mouth and spit it out, you'd have no reason not to eat it. So the food is not inherently digested or eaten away to the point that somebody couldn't eat it. Just as far as sensitivity goes. So if they don't know about it, they're not going to know about it. Now, nobody's suggesting that anybody does this, but the point being that it still is edible. And nonetheless, it's not metame. And the reason is because it's blua. Now, ashkechan tum'ah blua. All that tells you is that if tum'ah is inside of you, it doesn't affect outside. Tahara blua minalan. What about the opposite? When you have something tahor inside of you, and you're in a space of tum'ah, it doesn't affect it. The answer is very simple. Kal v'chomer. Uma klicheres, the famous klicheres that's sitting in the oil amet, hamukav tzamid patil, that it has that proper cover over it. She'no matzil al tum'ah shebetochomi l'tameh. it protects the insides of the kli cheres from getting tame from the outside, but it cannot protect the insides from getting tuma from what's inside of it. Damar tumah ritzutza bokad volata volatara lorakia. If you have tumah ritzutza, which literally means like pushed down, or like in a narrow space, it shoots up all the way straight to heaven. Which means if it's in this enclosed canister, that tumah has an effect in a vertical line all the way up. So now, even though a kli cheres cannot keep the tuma inside from going out, matzel tarash betocha min tamei, mili tamei, but it will protect anything inside of it from getting tamei. So adam shematzil al tuma shebetocha min tamei, so a person, as we already established, who can keep tuma that's inside of him from being matamei out, and odin shematzel tarash betocha mili tamei, certainly he can protect something that's inside of him from becoming tamei. So we challenge that. Malik Klicheres, you can't aim the time in Megabo. This is a sugya that we dealt with earlier. Klicheres versus Klimatchot, the end of the first parak. But Klicheres is lighter than people because it doesn't have Tuma from its back. Tuma Ba'adam Shem Tam Megabo, you touch a person from his back, his front, anywhere you touch him, he's Tameh. If the object was Tameh. So Ata Anna and Megabo Kamrinan. What are we talking about? Migabom, mitocho kamrina. We're actually talking about the kli cheres inside. Adar kli cheres chamor, and from that perspective, kli cheres is more severe than adam. Shekein metam me'aviro, because remember, kli cheres, the airspace on the inside of the kli cheres is metameh and mitameh, unlike anybody else. So now we see that we have this kalvachomer from kli cheres that tahara blua is safe. Now, Ashkechan Balua Dilamala, all we know from here is something that you ate, because we learned from the Nevela case. You ate it, Balua Dilamata Minel, and what if something was put into you from below? So, Kavachomer, Umala Mala Sheno Seikul. Think about this. When you first eat something, it's not digested. It's still whole. Matzil, still, it's considered in a protective bubble. Lamata Sheno Seikul, but below, that's where all the digestion and everything else goes on. Certainly, in Odin Shematzil, certainly that should be protected. But that's not true, because klumo seiku lamata lede mala. It's not the location of lamata, it's the fact that it's the end of a process of digestion that started on above. Afilu achi kod lamata rav. Nonetheless, the process that goes on below is much more intense. Okay. Ashkechan balua da adam. But so far, all we've proven is that something that's inside a person is protected or can't get out, but can't infect out. Balua de beimel manal. And how do we know that's true about animals? The answer is kalvachomer. Uma adam shematam mechayim, a person can become tamei and metamei others. While he's alive, matzil malua, nonetheless, a person protects that which is inside of him. Be'masha ain't a metamei mechayim, but an animal can't be metamei others or become tmeyat while it's alive. And shnatzil malua certainly should be able to protect inside. Well, that's not exactly true, because mala adam, meaning it's not true that a behema always has a lighter case of tuma, because mala adam shekein tzarich shehiya b'bayit menuga. Here's the din. If a house has tzarat on the house, anybody who walks in becomes tameh. Anything he's wearing or carrying with him becomes tameh, but not necessarily immediately. An adam, in some cases, the stuff that he has on, or the stuff that he's carrying, really, only becomes tameh after a few moments. Whereas, but if an animal walks in, anything it's carrying on its back is tameh immediately. But that's not exactly true, because when does an animal not need any lag time? The kelim shal gaba, that's when it's got stuff on its back, meaning that it's carrying. Adam namilo boy, if a person's carrying stuff, that also doesn't require any lag time, it's immediately tameh titnan. Famous Mishnah in Negayim, hanichas tevayitam nuga v'chilal ktefav. I say it's famous because it's invoked within the context of the drasha, both in Sukkah and Eruvin, about chita u'seora, according to the position that the entire pasuk of chita, sora, etc. was used for shiurim, this is what the chita is. Hanichas tevayitam nuga v'chilal ktefav. You walk in, you got your clothes or things on your shoulders, you have your shoes and your rings in your hand, meaning you're not wearing them, you're carrying them. You're tummy right away, and they're tummy right away. But if you're wearing your clothes, sandalav, you have your sandals on your feet, and your rings on your finger, meaning they're where they're worn. You're tummy right away, until you eat a half half of what? A half a loaf of bread. Pat chitim velo pat sorim, it's dafka wheat bread. Meisever chobaliftan, eating it properly, reclining and eating with something on it. Okay, the shear of a few minutes, whatever it is, but that's only when a person is wearing his clothes, but when he's got clothes on his back that he's carrying or things that he's carrying in his hands, they're tummy right away, just like the animal. So the animal's not any lighter than a person here, any more stringent than a person. Okay, and that's Rabba's presentation. Rabba's student, Rabba, turns around and says, Tavayu Tanani, Rabba wasn't teaching anything special. Both of those are a Mishnah and Mikvaot, one Mishnah. Tumablua Tanina, Tumablua Tanina, which is, Tumablua Ditnan. That's all one Mishnah. Bala Tabat Me'ah, if a person swallowed a Tabat, which was self-tameh. Tovel V'ochal B'Trumato, you went to the mikveh, the thing's in your stomach, you get out of the mikveh, you can eat truma if you're a kohen, and you're tahor. Hey ki'ah, if you then vomit it up, tmeah v'timato, then it's tmeah and it's metameyu for contact with it. But that means that tum'ah bluah doesn't affect the outside. Tara bluah tanina, and the same Mishnah tells us about tara bluah. Dinan balata bat tehora, if you swallowed a tabat that was not tameh. Nichasto alamet, you walked into a place where there was a dead person. And then, let's say the thing was in you a week, and you went out, and on the third day you had azah, and on the seventh day you had azah. Hazah, means you did it twice. You went to the mikvah, and then there's that night, so you're tahor, vihikiyah, and then you threw it up. What happened? Hare kamashaita. This ring is still tahor. It never got affected. So, what is Rabba teaching if these are things that we already have? So, kika amar Rabba, gnon shabalash te tabaot. He's talking about this case where you ate where you swallowed two rings, achat tmeah v'achat torah, one's tmeah, one's tahor. The lo metamila mitmeah l'tahorah, that inside the stomach, the tmeah one, even though it touches the tahor one, is not metameh. That's what Rav is teaching. Not only that touching that inside does not connect to the outside, but the inside is not an environment of transferring tumah, which is a big chiddush. Now, is that true? V'ha ubar v'chaya, and this brings it to our Mishnah, that's why this is here. Think about this, the hand of the midwife is inside, and the fetus is there. The fetus itself is like a ring that's tamei, and the chaya's hand is like a ring that's tahor. And we said that the ubar is metame, the chaya who touches it, that's our Mishnah. So Rabba Shani Ubaho v'safo, let's say. So Rabba's defense is, yeah, because a fetus is eventually going to come out, so we consider it like it's out. So I'm a Rava, Ubar Sofa Latse, Tabat in Sofa Latse, challenges. What do you mean? A ring's not eventually going to come out of a person? I'm a Rava, Pumbadita, Yadi Taimeda Hamilta. Those, the great masters of Pumbadita, know the answer to this. Umano Rav Yosef, that's Rav Yosef, the great master of Pumbadita. And by the way, it's a little bit of a shtok, because remember, Rav Yosef and Rava have this competition, and for 22 years, Rava was the Rosh Shiva, Rav Yosef stayed sort of on the sidelines. The Amar Rav Yosef, I'm a Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Tumazu ena medivre Torah el medivre Sofim. The Tumah in our Mishnah, when the Chaya touches the Ubar, is not the Orait, that's the Rabbanan. My ena medivre Torah el medivre Sofim. Why do you say it that way? Just say it's not the Orait. So the Lotem alibra of Akiva da Amar Ubar bimei Isha Tamei. Don't think that there's only Tumah, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Ubar itself is Tamei inside. Alafilu Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, da Amar Ubar mei Isha Tahor, that an Ubar is Tahor inside. Gazur batumah derabbanan. He still agrees that there's a gzera of tumah derabbanan for touching it. My time, why? I'm Rav Hoshaya, gzera shema yotziv vlad rosho chutz the pros door, because maybe the baby's head will come out, and then it really is tameh, so they said, okay, there's tumah if you touch it. So yachi isha nami, so the woman should also be tmeah, and Armish just said until the baby's out, she's not. Isha mergeshet batzmav, she'll feel it, she'll know when the baby's out. So v'temel al chaya, so why didn't she just tell the chaya, the midwife, when the baby comes out, and she'll know that not to touch it, or she'll become tmeah? The answer is trida, she's a little bit busy with her own pain and everything else, to remember to tell the chaya. Okay, now my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva, where is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, where do they have this disagreement? The Tanya. The pasuk that talks about tumat meit, v'chol eshayigal p'nei hasadeh, anybody who touches on the field. It's a classic case of a war context. Rabbi Shmuel says that's there to exclude an ubar which is not out in the field, is inside. No tumat meit. No, it's there to extend tumat meit also to the cover of the coffin, or shall we say the cover of the catacomb where you're buried on the field. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, he agrees there's tumah, but it's halacha l'shusina, not from the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva, Ubar Mei Isha, Tomei Midoraita, Manale. Where does he get the halacha that an Ubar is Tamei inside? Because Al Pnei HaSadeh seem to say it's not. Amar Vashayim Akra, Hanogea B'meit B'nefesh Adam HaShayimut. And the same parsha says, if you touch a dead person, Ezu Meit Shebenefesh Al Adam, Meit B'nefesh. So somebody who's dead inside a soul, Havi Omer is that Ubar Shimei Isha. Again, like we had Ba Behema and Ba Chaya, Ba Meit, Nefesh, Meit B'nefesh. Okay, so that's an Ubar. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hami Bayalele Revit Dama Ba Min HaMeit. That pasuk, Meit B'nefesh, is not there to tell me a Meit inside a Nefesh, but to tell me that Revit Dam, that comes from Meit, is itself Metame Be'ohel, Metame Shinamar Ogem, Meit B'nefesh Adam, Ezu Nefesh Shal Adam Shemetame. What does a person have that's their life source that's Metame? Havmezu Revit Dam. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva use that? Because Rabbi Akiva Latame, he has a different pasuk. Famous sugya nazir. That he says that if you have a revit dam that comes from part from one mate, part from another mate, it's still matame be'ol. Rabbi Shmuel would not agree. Tanu Akiva Omer minayim revit dam abam mishnei metim shematame be'ol shenemar v'al kol nafshot mate lo yavo. And we dealt with this in Sanhedrin with Emil Mikra and Emil Masoret. Al kol nafshot mate lo yavo, that a kohen cannot come to nafshot mate in the plural. Shtei nefashot v'shiur echad, meaning two meitim can together, or several meitim can together make the one shear of mate, which is a revit. So Rabbi Akiva does not learn revit dam for hanogev mate b'nefesh, therefore uses it for the ubar hamate, which is inside the nefesh. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah Mishnah Dalad. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.